helps a little bit. So we're on. Okay. This is the Economic Development Committee that is meeting on June 14th at, that's actually 6:16, and it is beginning of our goal session setting. And my name is Gail Holmes, and I'm the chair.
I'm Kazi Ahmed, Amanda. I'm Kazi Ahmed, and we're supposed to
tell something about ourselves.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, I'm leaving. And Amanda and I actually went to coffee, and she got to know me somewhat. So I don't think you need me to make my list of all the things.
Well, I think I remember.
All right. No, so you go right in.
I'm Kazi Ahmed. I joined this committee about 3 years ago. The next year is going to be my last year. And I run a small company in Tigard, employ 20 people, and I've been doing that for 22 years.
What kind of company?
It's a software company with focus on healthcare. And I've done that for 22 years, and I have offices in Arizona, California, and Tigard, all places.
Congratulations, that's it.
And my clients are spread across around the world, so I get to travel a lot. That's it.
I look forward to getting to know you.
That's it.
I'm Shannon Knight, and I also have owned a business for 22 years. In Westland for like 9 of them. I also am the president of Historic Alignment Main Street.
Well, thank you.
Russell Williams, I joined, was it 6 months ago?
Probably.
Somewhere in there. I State Farm agent, top of the hill. Been in the business 5 years this year. I'm also part of the board on the board for the Chamber of Commerce.
John Morgan. I've had a business for 16 years and it's in Kaiser, it's not here. That's where the world headquarters is, so, my company. And so I serve as a consultant in the city, managing the economic development profile, which includes staffing this committee.
Okay.
The big project is the waterfront.
Right,
but I have clients all over the state, communities, and state agencies, and stuff I work with a lot.
Yeah, like engineering
companies.
Yeah. Gender relationships.
I'm a contractor to a lot of smaller communities and state agencies on both kind of urban planning work, community development work, and a lot of organizational development work. Broad variety of things. Get to touch everywhere. I got to tell my story. I have been on a quest. Visit every incorporated city in the state of Oregon.
How was that?
And as of Saturday, I achieved
it. Wow!
242 if you include Damascus.
Oh, wow.
So it's, hit them all. And so you can go on, but I'll share the picture of the Adrian City Hall.
Before you pass it on, in his spare time, he teaches skiing.
Oh, cool.
That's my real job.
Do you know Linda Rose?
Where does she teach?
At Meadows.
Name's kind of familiar. I teach at Judo.
Okay.
And occasionally he breaks his legs.
Skiing? That's my real life.
Who am I kidding?
What is that? Skiing? Oh, skiing. Skiing.
Yeah.
Going down the mountain.
I thought like skiing.
On these like two
skiing.
Little.
Okay, I got it.
No.
Serious.
No, how did you feel like? Board, did you like grid it, or how did you visit
got
them
it.
In a certain
thanks,
order?
Thanks for looking out.
Oh, look at that.
Honest to God, that's
oh my God.
That is the official city address.
Oh, that is
yeah.
funny.
Yeah.
Very pretty flowers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're very proud of that. Anyone know where Adrian is?
No.
It's in Oregon.
It's south of Ontario, about 40 miles in Mount Huron County.
Okay.
But we went from there, so that was my next to the last place. We went from there to Jordan Valley, which you can't get to through Mount Huron County. You either have to go into Idaho or go clear through Harney County to get back to it. They both have populations of about 125. Jordan Valley was my last city on my quest, so now I've done everything.
Oh, okay, thank you.
125 qualifies as a city.
Yeah, in fact, the smallest city in the state of Oregon is Greenhorn, which is in Grant County. I visited it last summer. Population 2.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Now, is that near the Hills Canyon then? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
No, it's north of John Day, basically.
How big are those properties that are two population?
Well, I, you know, didn't know what to expect. Literally over 20 miles on a gravel road to get there. And there were quite a few houses, but they're hunting cabins, basically. Mm-hmm. There's one permanent residence, the husband and wife, and they are the manager. City manager and the mayor, I guess, of the town. The county actually administers it. So, of course, I raised the question of why do you stay incorporated? It's because they get enough state share revenue every year to oil the street through the town. About $1,500 a year, they get in state share revenue and it oils the street.
Wow.
Yeah.
But they don't have too many arguments.
I don't know, they're married. Anyway, sorry. Sorry to distract. Yeah.
I'm Jennifer Harmon. I've been on the committee for a little over 3 years. This will be my last year. Was it next year?
No, you come after me.
No. I have lived in the city for about 15 years, and I work outside the city for a nonprofit.
How about you?
I'm Amanda, and my husband and I moved here in 2004, and we own Premier Martial Arts down by Walmart. We opened it with Baizu Pans and then with Bales.
I'm not messing with her.
No,
I'm safe. We've opened businesses up there at Cascade Summit, and we closed that when we had an MMA gym up there for a few years. And then in 2010, I started my own company, and I merged with a friend of mine. So I actually work downtown, and I own a digital media marketing agency. And I have 11 employees, and we're growing really fast. I have 4 kids, all in the Westland School District, from kindergarten to high school. And we live up there by Tanner Creek, right off of Rosemont. So we're pretty invested in this city.
Cool.
Oh, I also grew up in Lake Oswego. So I remember driving through Westland when they were subdivided, or when they were building all of Cascade Summit and Safeway and the city office, city council, and the apartments, and my mom and I driving by there and being like, look how close all these houses are. I can't believe how close all these houses are. And now I'm like, I'd love to have that much yard. In Cascade Summit, I used to be like, oh, they're so jammed together, but now I'm like, that must just be so nice to have those big yards. But we eat, sleep, live, and breathe here, and I think this was something that I talked to Gail about, and Richard, and I think that a lot of people have helped us grow our business in this city, and we're not leaving Westland anytime soon. My family is here, my parents live in Lake Oswego, and it is important for me as a small business owner here. But also it was important for me to give back, but also because I think that there's a lot that I can offer to the city in terms of what can help small business owners, but also connecting this committee with the masses, just given the connections I have. I'm on the PTA, I'm on the HOA, I feel like we just know, where we touch probably 1,000 people a week, so it's helpful. So thank you for the opportunity. I'm excited for this.
Well, welcome. Glad to have you.
Thank you.
It's wonderful. Okay, so the icebreaker is really kind of just a silly little test. It's take the shape quiz to learn about yourself and colleagues. So this fun quiz designed to get you thinking about how different we are. And it's important to understand that your work and your style will perspective that varies from colleagues. Understanding and appreciating the strengths within those differences allows you to become more successful. You can start to work with the differences rather than against them. And it's not meant to be a label. People are far too interesting and multidimensional for that. Still, for the purpose of this quiz, we want you to pick from these 4 shapes. Now, if it isn't apparent already, there's no value judging, connecting, With the shade category.
It's Cosby.
People fall.
No wrong answer.
People just fall in.
Value judging.
Yeah. Do they have a cookie shape? Because I feel like that's Cosby.
Actually, there is.
Yeah.
I said, is there a cookie shape? Because I feel like that's Cosby.
So the quiz is pick the figure. From the four shapes. A square, a triangle, a circle, so that's a cookie, or a squiggle. Then we'll scroll down and we'll talk about what they are. So everybody, look at these shapes and think about how that
was
you.
Just the first few meetings that I remember being at with you, all you talked about was cookies. That's fine.
He just likes food.
Yeah. He just wants snacks.
He does want snacks.
Okay, so does everybody have the pencil or a pen in the circle?
Well, does everyone know what they're ordering? Because I'm sure this guy wants to pick the...
Yeah,
which we should for you.
Their shape is?
Yeah.
John looks like he's still thinking. Do you know what your shape is?
Yes.
Okay. Alrighty, so do we have any squares? That was me too. Okay. Hardest workers, task oriented, loyal, structured, organized, think sequentially, logically. May be stubborn with opinions based on their data. Now, I don't know about that. Value details and data, analytical. No policies and rules. Not fond of change. Prefer a stable environment. Prefer working alone to teamwork. May see fun as unnecessary or a luxury. Trouble saying, I've got enough information. Conservative, regular, and orderly. So the meeting behavior is well prepared, lots of notes, gets right down to work. The motto is, give me a job and a deadline, and I'll get it done. If you are a square, you might help you to know, be less picky with people, create your own routines, allow yourself to make a few mistakes so you don't limit your opportunities, learn to make decisions with less data, and try taking more risks and acting spontaneously. For others to work best with you, they should be specific, provide clear expectations, create a regular routine. So that's us. So do we have any triangles?
Triangle? Yes.
Yes. So you get the triangle?
You want to pause for a second and we can...
Yeah, should we do orders?
Just check it in. It's here for you, so whenever you're ready. Yeah?
Can I get a burger with no bun?
Sure. I'll make a burger prepared.
Awesome. I would actually do a burger with no bun as well. Well, I didn't say gluten-free bun, so...
Gluten-free buns, unfortunately. How would you like your burger?
A little more ambitious,
a little pink.
Yeah.
Pork chops.
No.
Graceland Council.
I'd like to get the menus clean.
Because you're the square.
That's so true.
Very wow. Organized.
Yeah, she's compliant. I'll have the wedge salad. And how many pieces are in the daily flatbread?
It's a decent size flatbread. We're doing a bruschetta of this.
Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Share it.
And I want the wedge salad and some crab cakes.
Awesome.
Glenn Cavatina.
Thank you, folks.
Thank you.
Very well.
All right, triangle.
Just triangle.
Just a second. A note to Teresa, do not put in the minutes what people ordered.
Okay. So the triangle is bottom line, focused on goals, driven to succeed, motivated by results, take charge, move fast, big picture, don't need all the research or details, need to know why, confident, competitive, outspoken, love to debate and argue. We'll have to ask your wife about that. No nonsense, decisive, cut to the chase, move on, impatient, likes recognition, may put stock in status symbols.
Driver right there.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a driver. Fancy cars or something.
Yeah. Yeah. So meeting behavior, hates meetings. Get to the bottom line and move on. And the motto, yeah. So what's your point? Okay?
It's probably accurate.
And if you're in a triangle, you need to improve on slow down, don't shoot from the hip, attend to necessary details, even if you delegate them, develop more interest in the opinions of others, give people more room to come on board, be aware of your impact on others. And for others to work best with you, present the goal and the big picture, explain the why, provide,
hello.
Hey, come on in, provide stretch milestones and targets, be significant, and provide support for the details. So that's how we would work with you.
That's good.
I should have had another one of these, but you have to pick your shape.
My shape?
Yeah.
That represents
what,
you.
What represents you?
Okay, I have to tell a really funny story about this. We're not on recording.
Yes, yeah, we are.
Yeah, we are.
Okay, this is funny. So when my oldest daughter was probably like 4 or 5, and she's now 26, I was exercising, and I said, you know, I just really need to stay in shape. And she's like, well, what kind of shape do you want to be? Do you want to be a circle or a square? And I said, a rectangle.
It's not a choice.
So pick another. You should announce that you're here, though.
Oh, yeah.
Rachel Vadeen, Vice Chair. I'm going to be the squiggly.
Okay, we haven't gotten to that one yet.
Oh,
all right,
okay.
So that's good.
Well, you're here.
No, that's good.
Okay.
All right, so the next one is a circle. So anybody circle?
Everyone else must be squigglies.
I thought you liked cookies. So.
All right.
So circle.
I'll say it when it comes to mind.
Empathy and perception of others. Fun loving. Laugh. Listen. Communicate well. Easily swayed by opinions of others. Caregivers. Helpers. Like people. Committees. Teams. Peacemakers. Avoid conflict or making unpopular decisions. Overcommit, take on more than you can handle, too nice, can't say no. Better at caring for others than self, don't particularly like hierarchy. Okay, so your meeting behavior is social, create harmony, love the food.
Yeah,
there we go.
That's why I'm here.
That's good.
Thank you.
It's funny, we did DISC profiles in our office as we hire people. We use personality tests. So each one of these fits the DISC profile, and that's exactly what mine is.
That's funny.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I'm a high I.
And your motto is, I'll do it, somebody else has to.
Yes, if you want to get it done right, just do yourself.
That's
right. Somebody else.
That's exactly it. So to improve,
yeah.
Learn how to say no and mean it. Worry less about what other people do or think. Hold others accountable. Learn how to make unpopular decisions when necessary. And then for the rest of us, be flexible, be willing to talk about whatever it is at hand, provide a harmonious environment, provide opportunities for you, and to add to your perspective. Okay.
There you go.
There we go. So the rest of you are squiggles, right?
Oh, yeah.
You're a squigger? You didn't pick one then.
You went past it.
Oh, we did sex.
I'm not going to.
All right, all right. Thank
you. Okay, so you're a squiggle.
All big time.
All right. So the squiggle is the idea people. And their characteristics are often visionaries, lots of ideas, creative, lots of energy and enthusiasm, like to try new ways and different things, can appear a little flaky, yeah, because their mind moves so fast. Difficulty with completion, start a task, move on to the next great idea, can be frustrating to work with, easily bored, flexible, spontaneous, make cognitive leaps from A straight to F, prefer less structured environments.
Does that
sound like you? And the mean behavior.
Exactly my disk profile. And my virus breaks.
We do all
of
those.
Yeah.
And the mean behavior is already thinking of the next step.
You never did the Wonderland. Wonderland. I sent it to you.
Oh, that's right. That's right. No, I never did follow through. I'm going to do that.
Okay, and then you're
see?
We don't have any tasks.
We're not done.
He's supporting.
Yeah. You're right.
Okay, and your motto is, I just got this great idea. So,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I'm making a note.
So if you're a squiggle,
I just got this great idea.
To improve, you could slow down and pay attention to the details, focus on the task at hand, think before you speak and act, pay attention to the impacts of others. And for others to work best with you, present you new, different things to do. Be flexible and avoid preconceived ideas. Provide an unstructured environment, other multiple choices, and provide help with follow through. So again, this is no judgment. It's just kind of fun to think about. Maybe
so,
even if all of this isn't true for you, some of it is because we all started laughing about each category.
Yeah, right? So there was no value judgment to it.
No.
Thank you.
No, and I think that it's just kind of fun to stop and think about maybe people's basic core ideas, because sometimes it gets frustrating working with somebody when you don't really understand their process or how they do things or how to connect with them and how to explain something to them. Anyway, simple and fun. I wanted to do a deeper one, but I thought I don't think we want to take that much time. Myers-Briggs is my favorite, but...
That takes a whole bunch more
time. Yeah, a lot more time. So
now that we have killed enough time, let's move on.
One second. Rachel, this is our new person.
Hi, Amanda. It's nice to meet you. Amanda, it's a pleasure. Nice to meet you. Welcome.
And I'm moving out of Westland in July.
In July, okay. Oh, gosh.
Where are you
going? We discussed before you got here that
we're going to go to the Bridge outlets, and then we're going to go to Arizona.
Somebody mentioned us.
My husband decided to retire early.
So, I hope you're okay with that.
Okay.
We already nominated you.
That throws a monkey wrench in my little world, but, you know.
And you cannot commute back and forth.
Well, congratulations to your husband.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Congratulations. We're sad to go.
I know.
Sad you're going.
I already have a developer that I've been talking to about the waterfront, and he's like, you can't go.
I know. You'll just pass on all that information.
Well, you
to
know
us.
What I told him? I said, you know, you could hire me back as a resident consultant.
Yeah.
Somebody that can actually talk to residents.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I said, we can talk about that. Mm-hmm. Right? But I won't be here every day.
So when in July? Early July? Late July? What is this?
The 23rd.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'll be in the area, so if you get really desperate,
okay,
you can always talk to me. But the city won't allow me to, you know, continue on a committee, because if I'm not living here, then I can't do that.
Yeah, so of course.
Unless the city wants to hire me back. They can do that. all right. So, John, you're up next. Cause
really? I've got so much stuff. Well, I guess we'll just go.
Is there something that we can kind of do
big
pieces?
Well, okay. I have handouts. Actually, a lot of this stuff I pulled together for Amanda.
Awesome.
But I decided you all want it. Here, first, this is pretty interesting. That's these around. Info only. Clackamas County. Workforce is a huge issue with economic development. We have never really talked about it. Mm-hmm. But it is, I think, one of the most significant issues statewide in terms of economic policy. Oh, here's your agendas.
Thank you.
Here's your minutes. Pass those around. Okay. So I just wanted to share that with you to take a look at. It's a resource that the county has, talking about workforce development, and for small businesses to use. I thought you would find it interesting. It's one of those resources that's out there. So just be aware of that. Now, since this is our strategic retreat, I'm just going to hand out just some background stuff right now.
Pass those around.
We have these. Yeah.
2 minutes.
Yep.
The extras can just come right back here. Sorry, I didn't three-hole punch them and put them in nice binders for you.
How dare you? That's okay. Somebody might be a binder and somebody might be a folder.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Figured this would just refreshing for all of you to see this stuff back.
Absolutely. This is really fun.
Yeah.
They're in an order that I sent them to you. So the one that's the council goals is probably the first thing to look at. The others go back through historic data. I know a lot of you have this stuff. You may not have front copies or whatever, but thought it, since I was providing it to Amanda, it'd be good just to give everyone a fresh copy of these things.
That's smart. Yeah.
And it's also a way for us to talk about strategy in terms of what's the role of this group. Where are you fitting in? What do you want to work on? Where's our need? All of those things that we have kicked around for some time. We were very deliberate in 2016 in creating a strategic plan, of which a copy is there. We've looked at that occasionally. I updated it today in my own mind, just going back through it and trying to get some sense of where things are. So I offered that to you. I also included the business, I mean the dessert. Oh, look. Oh, I found it. I guess I did put it in my pile. This is really important.
This is lovely.
All right, I'm going to leave this stuff up here.
Yeah, yesterday. Wait, they made me bigger than I am. I was like, you distorted my body in multiple ways.
Sure.
That's okay.
Especially your hands.
I thought your hands
are really big.
Yeah, that's what my husband said. He's like, I think they edited your hands.
Sweet.
Yeah, it was interesting seeing all 40 of those. Someone spent a lot of time doing them.
Yeah.
And I had to go through all of them, and it was really slow to load, and you were like 36 on the list.
It's alphabetical.
Oh, man, that was crazy. All right, so the thing that I think is important to take a look at when we think about strategy is council goals. Because, you know, the council every year adopts goals. There's an economic development element plus some other elements to those goals. Part of your responsibility is to advise the council on these goals and their implementation and to do tasks to help implement those things. So it's kind of the marching orders to some degree, though it's not real specific. So I would take a look under each of these items. The ones that are most relevant to your direct work, of course, are guiding principle 2, land use and quality of life. And I'll just explain what these are. The 3-city IGA process. This is actively going on, an agreement between Wilsonville, Lake Oswego, and West Lynn to think about the Stafford Triangle and what might happen there, and some agreement on how it'll be managed. As things change over time, it'll be very interesting to see how that plays here. Complete a baseline inventory of significant land parcels and existing zoning, which is something we've kicked around a little bit in terms of having an inventory of available resources for economic development. Council picked that up as a goal. It's something for which there is no immediate process underway to do that, but it is something that this group can think about in terms of how you might want to contribute or support that
The locks?
Yes, ma'am.
And one thing about that, too, to keep that in your mind, because we could be applying those concepts or those ideas to the waterfront. Mm-hmm. Even though we don't have any firm idea of what that is, but that's a good goal to put towards that.
You betcha. Then there's three that are things we have actively talked about. Repair and reopen the locks. And that is, the Locks Commission, as you probably know, has now met twice. Russ was elected chair of it, which bodes well in terms of the interests of this community, which have been very strongly in favor of reopening the locks and making them an active facility. The Corps of Engineers has fully said that they are willing to keep the locks open, and, but it has to be transferred to an appropriate and capable entity with the resources to rehabilitate and to operate it in perpetuity. So this commission's job is to figure out who that is.
Yeah, how's that work?
Yeah, exactly. And you know, maybe the EDC is the right group. I don't know here, but we'll see. So they're supposed to get that done before the next legislative session, meaning January. So we will see how that comes out. A lot of options.
I saw Axelrod was there with Senator Wagner recently.
It's kind of a hard-hitting discussion that's going on. So it'll be interesting to see how it comes out. Maybe you even have some ideas and you can throw them out on who might be best to take on and operate something like this. We'll see. Continue Westlands Waterfront Planning Project with robust community engagement. Gee, I was at Sunset Neighborhood Association last night, and I'm going to be at Bolton next week, and
good.
We're doing these things. So that work's ongoing, and it is, I'm going to just give you we'll do an update before the evening's over on that. However, I will tell you this one thing. You probably saw it in the paper, perhaps, but the National Park Service has formally determined that all the criteria are met to create a national heritage area, which has national park status, basically. And so now it's up to Congress to pass that. What I learned yesterday is there are about seven places in the country that have been identified as meeting the criteria, and we're number seven, and it's in line.
Okay.
In terms of going through this process. So it may take a while. It may take a couple of years before it even gets there.
But I would highly recommend writing letters, sending emails, putting all the pressure you can on Congress, because really, when you think about the United States, you got Niagara Falls and you got Willamette Falls.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's more important, sorry, to the other communities.
Yeah.
Then
one of the things that the Heritage Foundation is doing right now is working with Greg Walden's office to make sure to get his support, because all of the other six members of the congressional delegation are wildly enthusiastic about it. He hasn't stepped up to the plate yet, so they're trying to get that, because with that unanimous support.
Yeah, I personally know him, so I'll get on it.
What about the Willamette Falls?
What, the Willamette Falls?
Willamette
Falls.
Oh, it's taller.
That's the fall, that's not a waterway that people can navigate.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and we
have
the Salt Creek Falls,
it,
too.
Yeah, true, but the physical nature of the falls is a big part of this, but the bigger story is the story of the falls.
Yeah,
and, you know, 10,000 years of human history and everything that goes into it and that it means is what this is all about. Mm-hmm. One of the fun things to think about in terms of this thing is it goes from Mission Bottom, which is just north of Salem, which was one of the very first settlements in Oregon there. That's where Jason Lee was. And then the entire river, all the way up through the falls. It creates this whole district that would be pretty significant if it all comes together. A lot of national attention and money.
Right.
Money.
But I wouldn't leave out Eugene, because I think that there's a really important aspect of Eugene to work on.
That's why I want my high-speed hydrofoil. Eugene appointment. Get the locks open, by God, I'm going to get a hydrofoil. I'm going to run it back and forth. All right, and then pursue planning opportunities for use of the old City Hall property. Holy smokes.
So that's.
Are we still reviewing the agenda?
No. We're beyond that. I'm just walking through the goals on this. So you understand what these things are in terms of our conversation. Old City Hall property. It's gone into kind of stasis at the moment. I know that Ken Wooster, who is the staff person responsible for it, is talking to some commercial brokers to get some idea of what might come of it. He's in no hurry. And so it's just languishing right now to see what happens.
The money that was being proposed is no longer available.
Well, actually, yeah. The money that the county had is no longer available, probably. They're just not likely to turn around and give it back to them. The $100,000 that the Heritage Foundation got as a grant is still available. $100,000 is a drop in the bucket.
Well, Councilor Sackler also told us that it is in the budget for the next 2 years to be able to heat it and maintain it that way. Not changing.
Yeah, it's not going to mold up, I don't think.
And then the city manager came to the Lamp Neighborhood Association last night, and there's $1.9 million that they haven't really figured out what they're going to do with the bond. So there is some flex.
See. And then the last thing that really relates to you that's on here in terms of moving forward with council goals is transportation number one, which is phase one of the Highway 43 concept plan. Of course, that's been funded, you know, by the bond, and ODOT's there. The design is basically coming together. High priority for Lance to work on design. But one of the questions that comes up in all of this discussion is, what is the role of Highway 43 from a commercial perspective in terms of our business environment? And is there any changes or anything that ought to be considered as this street improvement might be happening? And I think that falls on you to think about in terms of that. So I just want to make you sure or aware of these council goals and the fact that these are carry a lot of weight in terms of the work staff does and in terms of the work the council does. Basically, the goals are the council's marching orders to staff and to the boards and commissions for the priorities for the year. See, some of these focus on the things that you've been
Except doing. One thing that this committee has done, and maybe sometimes we push the envelope a little bit too far, but I do think that if we come across something that we think the council needs to be aware of or think about, I think we have every right to send a memo over to them to address that issue and get them on task. They can ignore it, but at least we are doing something.
No, it's okay. Then the other thing which you have is the matrix, the pretty green and red matrix, which is the document that we created 2 years ago. We haven't changed any of the entries other than we've looked at it two or three times over the last year, in which the status was updated. I went through and updated it again today on these things. This was adopted by council formally as their direction to this committee for work to, for the priority for your work, for things to do. And, you know, and now it's set for 2 years and we've knocked on the door of a lot of these things. A lot of these things we haven't accomplished for a variety of reasons. But it's a starting point maybe for tonight to think about what comes up in the next year, what are your priorities for maybe 2 or 3 years, what's going to be most effective, where do you best serve is really the question. Where do you serve this community best in your focus? We can update this, get it back to council, get them to bless something, and go to work with it.
One thing I'd like to point out is I think it's important that the EDC committee looks at short-term items and long-term items instead of just only chasing something, you know, short-term to get that quick fix. What's the vision for the next 5 years, 10 years?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So you might want to just look through this and see what's there. We've certainly worked on things that weren't here. The two let's see, I may be wrong on this, but the two really tangible things that came out are the business license project, which you initiated, and that's being done now. The hope is it'll be fully online next fiscal year, which is like in 2 weeks when that starts. And that then will create the opportunity for us to get the data for us to work with and really do this analysis.
And yes, we own, but also we encourage some questions to be asked that were pertinent instead of just say, yes, you want a license in Westland, you know, blah, 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 fill out the form.
Yeah.
But right, we wanted more information. They pay a fee, and can the city do something more for the businesses?
Right.
And what is it?
Right, yeah, yes.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, you can look at that. Highway 43 corridor was on there already.
I have a question, John. Mm-hmm. On the broadband, mm-hmm. there was a pre-app meeting about little cell towers that would go on to the telephone poles. Mm-hmm. Did anything ever come of that?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know.
Because that kind of reminded me of what the broadband issue was.
You know, on the broadband, I do also have a question. And the question is, what effects does this net neutrality that being gone plays on this broadband issue?
That's a good question.
Can you repeat that? That would have been a really good way to, you know, sell it to people that's dealing, because it would be government. Government's not going to control what you can net neutrality. Yes. What we can.
This is
a versus Comcast versus. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is a real discussion in Salem right now in terms of doing citywide broadband Wi-Fi. Well, yeah, but I'm talking the city's.
Kate Brown's already. Yeah,
perhaps, but I know the city of Salem is talking about literally becoming the a major provider in order to assure neutrality.
It's like Tacoma Click.
Yeah, and it's also like Sandy's and Monmouth Independence. They both have city-run systems that are devoted to neutrality, and they are full gigabyte systems in those communities. They're pretty incredible. Yeah,
Sandy's community is very effective.
Yeah,
very prosperous.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So something to think about.
So should West Glen take that as a question?
Good question.
Community support for sure.
It'd be, you know, when we talk about strategy and what this group can study and recommend to the council, it might be an issue that you want to think about.
Well,
I think we, on the first year I was on this committee, this came up.
Oh, yeah.
And we had somebody from Sandy come and talk to us, right?
Yes. Well, what I remember is that the whole thing failed because the subcommittee that they created
killed
people
it.
Didn't show up, and so they could never have a consensus. So basically,
well, no, it was also our topography.
Yeah. Well, yeah. There's yeah. issues with that, but
topography. Sandy got where they are today.
Yeah.
Is because of many years of activities that they have started a long time ago. And so the fruits we're seeing right now, although it looks very attractive, but the process was a difficult one.
Yeah.
And so do we want to go through that process?
Yeah. There was a long-term commitment to it. So it could withstand a lot of things that came along. It's the same with Monmouth Independence. What they call MindNet, same deal, but it's just those communities are prospering because of that availability.
And they're a smaller community guided by University Monmouth University, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Really
Western. No, it's Western Oregon University. Yeah. So,
do we? You know, that's something we should consider.
Something to think about as we strategize here in a little bit, maybe. So business retention and development, a huge issue, of course, there.
Can I say something about 43, or did we not get to that?
No, yeah, we're there now.
Okay. So I don't remember, I don't think I looked through the TSP that carefully when it passed this last time, especially with the Highway 43 stuff. But if you were going to think about it from a business perspective and connecting businesses on the street is you need some kind of pedestrian bridge going over the street. That's the only way that would be even safe attempt to be walkable.
Yeah.
Even after things are done.
Well, because 2011 we had that other study with Willamette Drive and Willamette Falls Drive, and the interesting thing about that, they called it the 880 rule. Can an 8-year-old or an 80-year-old cross the street? And that's a good point.
Chair, my pile.
Okay.
Shall we keep talking or shall we eat?
Let's
see. Yeah. Okay. All right. We're going to come back and finish going through that. So we're going to take a recess, and I'm going to stop this then for a